A Rochester school board member says three changes could reestablish the district's credibility after it went from a balanced budget in May to $30 million in the red this fall. WXXI's James Brown has the story.
Board member Natalie Shepard says it's not realistic for people with full-time jobs to oversee a budget that's nearly $1 billion on a part-time basis. She suggests that at least two, if not all, school board positions be made full-time with pay increases. Board members are now paid $30,000 a year. Shepard also says the district's now vacant chief financial officer position should report to both the board and city council as a way to involve council in the budget process sooner. Her third suggestion is that school officials push for more state funding. And if that doesn't happen, the district should either cap all salaries or end tenure.
We should not have teachers making more than their principals or, you know, principals making just as much as a superintendent. I just don't think that that's right in a system that doesn't have unlimited funds.
Rochester's teachers union president, Adam Urbanski, says they're all bad ideas.
$30 million in a nearly billion-dollar budget is 3%. If you had a 3% problem with your household budget, you would probably figure out a way to manage it without adversely affecting your children.
Urbanski says the union paused its current contract negotiations in light of the budget shortfall, and he's compiling suggestions from teachers for Superintendent Terry Dade's consideration for the coming budget cuts. James Brown, WXXI News.